Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Why did I feel like he was going to come back with this?
We have to have this loaded in for the NFL draft. If Goodell gets the podium and the Philadelphia Eagles select Mason Taylor, tight end, LSU, he's going to hand the floor to Hugh Douglas with this music.
Be like, hey, auntie, peanut butter skin.
You got to be stopped.
Yeah, I'm invited to the pregame show, too.
Yeah, well, if that day happens, yeah, I'm just going to know that you're checked out. Not even a tee up anymore. Just feel like, oh, we lost you for the day. We lost you. We'll see what the Eagles do at number 32, but I'd rather keep Goddard than draft a tight end in the first round. What are we
shoot
doing?
Shoot the J. Shoot it.
Yeah, we know you're going to do that. J. How about we draft a defense player? All right, 215-592-9494. We're back to your phone calls and another clue for Hughes Clues in a second. Aaron Nola, are you hitting the panic button? He's 0-4 for the first time in his career. Strikeout to walk ratio, worst we've ever seen. Walks are up. The velocity's down. It doesn't look good right now for Aaron Nola in the start of this season. But Hugh, I need to just get something off my chest.
What you got?
Well, I keep hearing this, and it's
like you don't do that every day, though.
No, I know, but like sometimes I hear things and I just let it go, and then we just discuss what we're discussing.
Okay.
But sometimes I hear things and I have to
get it off your chest, then.
Well, I have to stop something.
What you got?
Because there's something ridiculous that's being said about the Phillies over and over. Like I hear it from.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this.
Well,
one.
I keep hearing people with, like, yeah, they're struggling, but they're on pace for 95 wins.
Oh, or, the but, okay.
Why are we doing pace this early into the season? It's stupid. It's irrelevant. Like
copium.
It is copium. Let me give you an example. So the Phillies, if you want to use the winning percentage thing, right? They're 10-8 right now. And that, if you extrapolate it out over a full year, they're on pace for 90 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Do they look like a team that's going to win 90 games the way they're playing today?
Not
no,
right now.
They have to play much better. And why it drives me crazy is, here's the equivalent of this. We are one game if we're doing an NFL season. This is like they've played one game, mm-hmm. right? Imagine watching the Eagles after one game and one part of their team is just not good at all. Like the defense stinks. And you call on a WIP and say, they're 1-0. They're on pace to be undefeated. Like, well, it seems ridiculous to say that. That's the equivalent. They've played one game in terms of football of a full schedule. So while they're on pace to win 90 games, stop saying that. Because if they lose today, they're on pace to win, I don't know, 85 games. If they lose three in a row, they're on pace to win 60 games. Like, it's too early for pace for a baseball team.
Yeah, it is, but it's copium. Like Kyle, the word that Kyle's like to use is copium, because here's the reality of this. In the past seasons, and I only can go by the three that I've been here, we've always kind of said, hey, you know what? It's early. The Phillies will be okay.
Yeah.
And in the past, they have been.
Mm-hmm.
They've been okay. And, you know, they went to the World Series. They won 90-something games, and they won the pennant and everything. This year is different because of the way last year ended.
Right.
So now we're uncomfortable and our senses are heightened because we see some of the same things that we saw last year, and we don't want it to be like it was, but at the same time, we don't want to be foolish and like we don't see what we see.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so that's one group of people. And the other group of people is, okay, well, we've been down this road before. We've been fine.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the ones that tend to irritate you a little bit.
I just think this early in the season, looking at the record, is not really indicative of things. Right?
Yeah.
Like, just because a team gets off to whatever start doesn't mean that's who they are. My point is, the Phillies have been outscored so far this year. Can they play better? Yes. Will they? I think they will. I think they'll play better than they have the last 2 weeks, because this has been pretty poor for 2 weeks. But to just say they're 10-8, they're on pace for 90 wins, what are you upset about? What do you mean? They don't do anything well right now. Why do I care they're 10-8? They're 51-49 their last 100. Like, we could slice this pie any way you want.
I can't tell if this is very pledge-like of you, Joe.
What do you mean?
Uh-oh.
It's too early.
What do you mean by that? I'm trying to understand.
I'm just wondering where we come in, like, because too early to panic.
Well, it's not too early to panic. But it's too. You kind of caught me here. But I would think. Hold on, I got it now. I would think just saying their record is not taking the pledge, because the record could be flawed.
I'm only kidding.
I'm upset.
See, this is
the thing, man.
I don't think you expected that.
No, I didn't.
We are in a position where you don't want to believe what your eyes are telling you.
That's exactly it.
You don't want to believe what your eyes are telling you.
So you cling to the record.
Yes, and you're clinging to what it has been in the past. And that's why people are irritated. That's why on days like this, coming in on days out when they lose the way that they lost, it's hard to try to explain to diehard baseball fans, because they're not trying to hear that, because they see some of the same things that we saw last year. The fact that we had a caller calling in talking about moving Trey Turner from the shortstop position to the outfield and all, that's because we're trying to figure out ways to fix it. And to be honest, last night, that wasn't the issue. The issue was the fact that the bats just went cold.
Yeah.
But we get to the point where the team doesn't do this, that, and the third. And instead of talking about what directly affected the loss or gave them the loss, we talk about everything else that we see that's wrong with this team that had nothing to do with the loss last night.
Right.
That's where we are with this team. And that's the frustrating thing about it, because, you know, no disrespect to the caller that called in, but we're talking about stuff that didn't have anything to do with last night's loss. The reason we lost last night, because we didn't hit in timely situations. You didn't hit in timely situations.
And Nola.
Yeah.
And Nola.
But we want to focus on, okay, well, Trey Turner needs to move. Well, you know, Alec Bohm needs to do whatever that is. That's not what lost us the game last night. But that's where we are as fans, because you're frustrated about some of the same things that you see. We already know we have a good feeling about where it's going to go.
Right.
Nowhere.
Yeah, just like, don't tell me they're 10-8. It's going to be fine. When I'm watching for 2 weeks, they've stunk. Like, yeah. They are 10-8. That's not a bad record, right? That's mediocre. It's fine.
They're what, 7-7 to start last season?
Yes.
So like, there's still time for things to change,
totally.
But there's a larger sample size at play here.
Yes.
And if you go, like, it'd be one thing if the Phillies made a bunch of changes this offseason, shook things up, and then you come and you're like, okay, new team, right? Like,
it gives you a little bit of rope. You get leeway.
Right, but since this almost feels like an extension of last season,
eerily
with
similar.
The same team, like, that, I think that matters a lot more than, like, well, you know, it's too early to panic type of thing. Like, you're right. They're what? You said they're 49-51 in their last 100 games. That's a 500 baseball team for a very long time.
And yes, they're 10-8 this year. But look, three of those games, they got to play the Rockies, who might be the worst team in baseball. They're 3-15. They swept that team. Other than that, they're 7-8. And that's what my eyes tell me. They've not played good baseball. They need to turn this around quickly. 215-592-9494. I just don't want to do the record thing, the on-pace thing. I mean, it's April. It is it's the second week of April. We do on pace. We're gonna make ourselves crazy because they have a 3-game losing streak. Their pace is going to change totally. 3-game winning streak. We're going to say, you know, they're on pace to do this. It's too early. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Yo, Joe, Kyle. What's up, man?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Man? Hey, man, I got a guest too, but I want to talk about the Phillies. I told Kyle, we got to panic on Nola. We got to panic on the Phillies also, because like he was saying, It's definitely early in the season, but this team looks eerily similar to the teams we've seen get eliminated from the playoffs year after year.
Yep.
And I know the other day Kyle said he didn't want her to turn insane no more, but I'm going to say crazy. It's crazy to see this team getting blown out by the San Francisco Giants. Like, the one game they won was because of Harper and the heroics, right? The other two games, they got cream pie. Like, what are we doing here? And Here's the thing. Topper do need to grow some balls and get this team mentally prepared, because it's the same old, same old. We never saw, besides that one year we saw with the Eagles, they got demolished by teams. But we've seen that on a number of times. The Phillies get blown out and the bats just going cold with no explanation. And
yes.
To me, I feel like Nola is stealing money. He's stealing money. He got that big contract. If you ask me, the last 3 years, he hasn't been dependable at all. He hasn't been a go-to pitcher you can go to and say, Nola, go win this game. That hasn't been. He hasn't been that guy. And he's getting older. And I want to say this the other day when they got smoked by the Giants. Have we wasted the years of Nola and Wheeler?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
These guys are getting older, guys. Because we saw Willard look kind of cooked that last outing, too. Have we wasted these guys years on these playoff runs that we collapsed on? We got to think about that.
Maybe. I mean, we may have wasted. Here's what, Terrence, and if they win it, then we won't worry about this. But their best is probably past them. I mean, for Nola, yeah. It certainly is. Wheeler, I think he's going to figure it back out, but he's given a lot of great years, and hopefully he can continue that. But, yeah, I think logically, the best of Wheeler and Nola has already happened.
And to me, Joe, right now, that big contract, you're not showing it. You're not showing by going out here and pitching. This team right now, man, it's a panic button. I'm hitting the panic button. And two, I don't see no fight. I don't see the energy in these guys' teams. And I said this, like, the Phillies this year, they just look like flat, like energy drained.
Yeah,
like,
they do.
Somebody got to come to the clubhouse. I don't know. They might have to call back my man.
Stubbs? Stubbs?
He's vibes off.
Vibes off.
They got to get that playlist right, man.
We've reached a bad spot here.
Kyle is thoroughly
entertained. All right, Terrence, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I'm going to say Snoop. Doggy.
Now Snoop, was Snoop on the list?
Yes, he was.
All right, it's a good guess.
I met Snoop too.
Appreciate
you know what's
it.
Funny about Snoop, man? When I was at ESPN, Snoop likes to smoke a lot of weed.
Yes,
right?
I've heard that.
Do you think that's breaking news?
No, but here's
like his whole shtick.
No, but here's the kicker. Like he had to do hits at ESPN, right?
Right.
And he would have to, like, Snoop smokes like a chimney. So he would smoke, and, like, he ain't smoking no Reggie. He's smoking some top-notch stuff. He would go out, and it was almost like every 15 to 20 minutes he had to smoke, and he smoked. So he came through the building smelling like straight dank.
He did the Olympics thing last year, right? He was all over the Olympics. And didn't he like, tricked everyone last year, right? He said he quit smoking, but didn't he has a line of gummies now?
Yeah, no, he did the gummies, but he had the heater. Mm. The heater thing was when he was talking about he quit smoking or whatever. He did, it was the heater. But yeah, Snoop smokes.
Yeah, he does. All right, Hugh, before we go any further here, it's not Snoop, but it is someone on that Time 100 influential list. Hugh, why don't you give everyone a second clue today for Hugh's clues?
This individual on this list, I tried to buy a car from this individual, and this individual told me hells no.
Well, so you know, you've interacted with this person.
I've interacted with one of these individuals, and he told me hells no.
All right, Hugh tried to buy a car from someone on the influential Time list who... Is it 215-592-9494?
Another clue, and I didn't even. Yeah. You caught it. Mm-hmm. Nobody else caught
it. That's all right. Well, maybe they did. But what are we going to do now? Herb in the Northeast. What's up, Herb?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, Herb.
Hi. Let me say a couple things about the Phillies, then I want to talk about the Eagles.
Okay.
Last night, it's the same old thing. I'm going to tell you, Castellanos, okay? Mm-hmm. I like you as a player. You've got the best right now. You've been hitting the long ball. You've been hitting some doubles. You had a few good games here and there. But it's the same old thing, bro. Stop swinging at that hot bases loaded. Stop swinging at that pitch. It's high up there above your shoulders. You knew you were getting a fastball. And you committed to that pitch as soon as he threw it, as soon as you saw it up there, boom. No, that's the pitch that you're supposed to take the walk. And
I know. Yeah, he swung 2-0. Okay. He swung 2-0 last night against a pitcher that had four walks in the inning. Yeah, yep.
Get your head out of your ass, okay? You understand? That's baseball talk.
And that's your guy to Castellanos. Okay. So say that to him. Yep. Herb, before you go on, I found out that you were in the bathroom for 10 minutes, Herb.
He's just steamrolled.
I know. Herb, hold on. We got the other umpire sent me a message from that game with the bathroom situation. You know about this?
Yeah, did he tell you?
Well, he said you were in the bathroom for 10 minutes, not 5.
Uh-oh. He said you took a number 2.
Whatever. You know, 5 minutes. Maybe it's...
What were you really doing in there, Herb?
Taking a piss. That's it.
For 10 minutes?
No, it wasn't no 10 minutes.
Okay.
By the time I cleaned up and got my pants up and all that, you know what I mean?
So, you cleaned up. All right, go ahead, Herb. Go ahead. Never mind. It's my fault.
That guy there, first time I ever worked with him.
Oh, wow.
First time I
Probably
ever
the last time,
him.
Too, after that.
No. He wants to work with me. He knows what's up.
All right.
He's 30 years old. I'm 70.
Oh, you're trying to show him the ropes.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm 40 years older than him.
That's the math,
okay?
Yeah.
Okay. He knows what's going on.
Herb, what do you think about the Eagles?
Well, I think if you want to get aggressive, I think they might last minute, like Wednesday night, make a phone call. Carolina when they got the 5th pick, right?
I think they have the 8th, but say, yeah, same thing.
Maybe there's a chance to wait, or even Jacksonville. Maybe we go down there because Jacksonville's looking for that tight end.
Mm.
And I saw something, they're looking at that Taylor. So I think maybe you say, look, we got Dallas Goedert. Okay. We'll throw in $7 million. You pay the other 13 because he gets 20. You give us your pick. We'll give you your 32nd.
So you want to use Goedert to move up from 32 to 5.
Now you can go and get the Penn State tight end.
Tyler Warren. But he's not related to Joy Taylor like he wants.
Tyler Warren, don't matter, either one, or I'll take I'll take Taylor. But I mean,
aren't you a Joy Taylor guy?
Tyler Warren's got more. Tyler Warren could do more things on the field than any of those other tight ends.
Oh, he's a beast.
He can block.
Yep.
He can run the ball.
He's got a George Kittle vibe to him. Yeah, he's good.
George Kittle.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good.
He's got every. He's got more stuff than Kittle.
Wow.
That guy's going to be a Hall of Fame dude,
Hall
man.
Of
that dude.
That's strong.
That dude's going to play 14, 15 years. Jeez. That guy's he's tough. Wait till he get in a pro camp. Ooh, look out. Look out, brother.
Herb, good phone call. So we're using Goddard to move up from 32 to 5. And Tyler Warren's going to the Hall of Fame. And,
I mean,
and 10 minutes in the bathroom is a long time for just number one.
That's taking a dump.
And he went after Castellanos, one of the few actually hitting so far this year.
He's taking a dump.
Herb's tough cookie, man.
I know. Well, that drop's going to be used a lot around here. That one. You're darn right. Juan in Honeybrook. What's up, Juan?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, Juan, what's going on?
Oh, you know, man. I think it's time to panic.
Me too.
The purge alarm. The purge alarm. Oh, my goodness.
So what are you thinking about Nola, Juan?
You know, like I said, you know, some of these athletes, man, they get paid and they start laxing, man. And they're like, I got paid, so I could just, like, coast. And he's probably coasting right now. I don't know. But, I mean, maybe the wind had a factor to do with some of those pitches. And I'm going to tell you what, man, not for nothing, but them umpires suck.
Yeah, well, they're not in a good way right now, Juan. They're not. They're not playing good baseball. The cold and wind, I do think he doesn't like pitching the cold. We've seen that before. But you can only make so many excuses. You got to figure it out. Juan, what is your guess for Hughes Clues? Who is Hugh talking about today?
Tabuzi.
Not it. Juan, no, we appreciate it.
He's on the list.
Was he?
I think so.
Okay.
I did pull up the list just so we can now confirm or deny who is actually on this list. But we're looking for someone on the influential top 100 list that Jalen Hurts was on yesterday. And Hugh gave the clue that he tried to buy a car from this person.
Yeah, and they told
recently.
Me hells no.
Yeah. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall for that conversation. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on Aaron Nola, the Phillies right now? I'm tired of hearing what they're on pace for. They've played 18 games. I don't care. I want them to play better baseball because right now they're not. And the pitcher last night was certainly a problem. Aaron Nola has struggled to start the season so far. And with the Dallas Goedert situation, would you rather just keep him or draft his replacement in the first round? There's a lot of noise out there about the tight end at LSU. It has nothing to do with who his auntie is, so Hugh likes to bring up. It's just it's about the player he is. A lot of noise with the Eagles there. With Mason Taylor, tight end at LSU. What would you rather do? Keep Goddard or draft his replacement in the first round? If they draft his replacement in the first round, number one, the kid better be worth the first round pick because it's the third tight end. I know Herb's trying to trade up into the first top five. I doubt that's going to happen. He better be a great player. And why am I drafting a tight end when I could draft a defensive player and just hold on to Dallas Goedert? All right, speaking of Goddard, we'll get to a team that reportedly checked in on him next, what that means, and how everyone would feel if he ended up in that uniform. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax. For a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.